angels are invisible beings. They don't have tangible physical form here in the earth unless at times God will grant them that for moments of time. I know recently in the last decade, there's been things showing up in pictures. You know, people take pictures of something and there's these orbs that show up and there's these translucent type orbs, but they show up on the pictures and some of them have formations in the orbs and shapes. Some of them have faces, really unusual things.
The angelic actually came into the room and people actually knew that there were angels in the room and somebody had just testified about the angelic being there, but it was captured on film. And there are three different angels that were captured on film there in the midst of that.
I know there's a number of scientists that are beginning to study these things, and they're beginning to isolate the pictures and study them and isolate the ones that are absolutely something supernatural. You know, they're not dust on the lens or whatever. And what they're finding is that these are both, they're spirit beings. You know, people that are not believers, they're saying these are obviously spiritual, supernatural beings. God sends his angels to fulfill his word. And so a lot of times, especially in intense personal ministry settings, these orbs will show up all over the place.
Yesterday when we were preaching in the middle of the meeting, people began to talk about the angel feathers that are falling in the middle of this meeting while we're preaching.
Well, it's interesting because the Bible says that those feathers that were in the angel's wings actually had the appearance of a stork, a white fluffy feather.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King. And you know, I have a question to ask you right now. Have you ever seen an angel? Or maybe sensed its presence, or maybe heard a voice, an audible voice that you wondered, what is that? Well, today's program is all about angels. And we have a very special guest with us today, director and producer John Nixon. And John, it's awesome to have you with us. And you have actually produced this amazing DVD. I've watched it. In fact, once I started watching it, I just couldn't stop it. I had to see it all the way to the end. And it's called Angel Stories. And it covers so much information about the angelic realm. And I know that there's so many questions today in people's minds, like, are angels for real? You know, and, you know, are they real entities in the earth today? Or is that figments of people's imaginations? Or, yeah. And are there good angels, bad angels? Are they in war against each other? And of course, in the movie realm, we see so many movies about the supernatural and supernatural beings. And it's just all this big modge podge and people. Well, what is true about it all?
There's so much fascination in our culture right now about the supernatural.
There
people
is.
Are seeking out the supernatural. I mean, if you flip through the television, there's shows on the supernatural. There's supernatural creatures showing up in television shows. But the unfortunate thing is most of our culture is reflecting on the dark side of the supernatural.
Right.
So really, I wanted to set out to start to shine some light on the God source of the supernatural. And I started by talking about God's helpers, the angels.
Now, tell me about, like, as a producer and as a director and, you know, God, you know, put this desire in your heart, obviously. Tell me how that all happened. Like, how did you come to have such an interest in the supernatural?
I had spent about 10 years in the Hollywood film business, shooting movies and television shows. As a Christian, I was really trying to have some kind of impact creatively on our culture, on our media culture, and unfortunately not very successful. As soon as you get up into the higher ends of the creativity in the Hollywood system, it's very controlled by the studio executives, by the television executives, and they have an agenda that doesn't really line up with the kingdom of God. So I was seeking God and I was praying. I'm saying, Lord, how can I, as a Christian, have any kind of influence on the media? And he gave me an angelic encounter. He dropped an idea into my mind and he said, stop working for other people, start creating my content.
Wow.
And the way that you can do that, the way that you can explain supernatural spiritual concepts to the unchurched is do it in the documentary form, but do it with a scholarly and a historic perspective, and it won't come off overtly Christian.
Well, you've definitely accomplished I mean, the project is amazing because you've got theologians from seminaries. I mean, you know, a lot of times, even in the Christian community, there are big question marks about the supernatural.
Yeah.
There are many Christians that do not believe in the angelic, even though the Bible is full of encounters.
And that's what I started to experience. As the film goes out there and it starts to be shown, you know, I've made it for an unchurched audience, but the church is actually saying, wow, there's a ton of great information in here that I didn't even know about. So
well, I mean,
now it's kind
I've
of opened up.
I've studied out that realm. I've studied out angels over the years. I've read every single scripture in the Bible that have to do with angels and their assignments and the way that they interact with man. But I was fascinated by your DVD. I was just like, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. Well, but you take a whole gamut of people from
exactly.
different areas of expertise and encounters.
I wanted to put together a who's who list of angel experts, of scholars, and of teachers. So I sought out, you know, the who's who of the prophetic and the apostolic and get their opinions. The nice thing was I was able to sit down one-on-one with these speakers that you rarely get to see, you know, other than on a stage. So I got to sit down with Dr. James Goll, and I got to sit down with Joshua Mills and Randy Clark and Randy Demain mm-hmm. and Patricia King and start to ask you guys, what is the purpose of angels? What do they look like? How do we interact with angels? Is it okay to interact with angels? And from a scriptural, you know, biblical standpoint, get their opinions and really pull out the truth from the scripture and put aside the feeling that we're afraid of angels or we're not supposed to talk to angels
right.
or angels don't show up. The interesting thing that's happened is the more that we study this and the more that we get into it and almost the more that we desire the supernatural, the more it shows up.
Yeah.
I was never a seer before I started making this film. I never saw an angel. I never even felt angelic presence around me. But when I started to get into the movie and start to really desire it and chase after it, it started to show up in my life.
I was fascinated to hear that, actually, because I believe that whatever we focus on, we empower.
Yeah.
Because you're actually creating an open realm for visitation when you focus on an aspect of truth. It's
exactly.
just the dynamics.
An interesting thing that comes out in the film, one of the experts says that based on the scripture John 1:51, that you'll see the heavens open and angels ascending and descending.
Right.
He put it into the realm of when we step into our kingdom destiny, it opens that realm and
right.
allows the angelic. I really feel like there's, if angels have many purposes. Angels were created, there are certain angels that were created just to serve the Lord in heaven.
Right.
But there are other angels that can come back and forth between heaven and interact with humans. I feel like really it boils down to three aspects. If you're feeling a presence of an angel or if you're starting to see angels around you, there's really one of three reasons why they're
right.
there. They're either there as a messenger, they're there as a warrior, or they're there to help you achieve some goal, some a part of your destiny, your
right.
kingdom destiny. So I really like to pray into that. First of all, when I feel the presence of angels, I say, thank you, Lord, for sending angels.
Right.
Now I want to figure out why the angels are here. It's not just
yeah,
random.
Yeah, because it just can't be like, woohoo, an angel's
exactly.
here.
There's always a reason.
Always
God does
reason.
Everything on purpose.
Yes.
So what's the purpose? So I'll pray into it. Lord, is there a message that this angel is bringing to me? I want to receive that. Is there a battle that's about to happen because we're about to step into something that's very important in your kingdom? So let's fight this battle together? Or is there a goal that I need to achieve in your kingdom that this angel is here to help me with? So I like to really press into it and pray into it and say, Lord, reveal why the angels are here so that we can achieve this goal together.
That is so good. And I know that just watching the DVD, you know, I was so inspired again to have that focus, and there's so much teaching
yes.
on the DVD, including what you've just mentioned,
and
all the different kinds
I'm getting
what they're doing
lots
on assignments.
Of stories from people that have seen the movie. In fact, every time we screen the movie in front of a large audience, angels show up.
Wow.
Now, and significant parts of the audience are starting to see angels and experience angels. I'm getting tons of stories from people that have seen the film and are starting to have angelic manifestations. I had one great story, the first screening we did, the lady was in the screening and she's praying, Lord, I want to see angels more. I want to feel their presence. I want to feel your presence around me. She leaves the film screening. She goes back to a hotel room. And she lays down on the bed, and she put her head on the pillow and immediately started hearing angels singing. And she's looking around the room. Is the radio on? She even got up and asked her husband, are you playing music? And he's like, no, what are you talking about? And every time she would put her head on the pillow, she could hear those angels. She even got up and asked the husband, are you hearing that? And he's like, no, what are you talking about? But she just pressed into that and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing me, to proving to me that I can also have these angelic experiences.
And you know, that's scriptural, because Jesus said that if we go out and preach, which could be preached through media too, like it could be preached through a movie, a documentary. Yeah. It's like preaching and proclaiming the truth.
Yeah.
But he said, if you go preach, I will confirm with signs following. I will confirm that word. So if you're proclaiming a message on angels, what is he going to confirm with?
Yeah.
He's going to confirm
gonna show
with
you
angelic visitation.
Exactly. And see, my purpose for doing this whole film in the first place is I want to press into everything that God has for me.
Right.
I think so often we miss a lot of what God has for us just because we're not paying attention or we're not chasing after it.
Right.
So I wanted to press into everything. And as I started to press into that, the Lord started showing me more and more often how the angelic is here to partner with us.
Right.
So, you know, my purpose was to really show a culture that's fascinated by the supernatural some God supernatural. It
right.
feels like there's so much supernatural stuff out there, but it's always focused on the demonic or the dark side. I really wanted to shed some light
on
the
God
side.
And you know what I love, John, about what you're doing and other Christian producers and directors and creators in this hour, this wonderful entertainment media army that God is raising up. I'm so excited to see the emergence of that army, because what you're actually doing is documenting history.
Yes.
Because all throughout history, the history of man, we have evidence, even in days when, you know, they would do the paintings on the caves and stuff like that, you'll see the evidence of the angelic, stories about angelic visitation.
Yeah.
All throughout the Bible days, right from the beginning right through to Revelation, you'll see the evidence of angels, you know. So it's like we in our day are being visited by angels also, and God has his documentators that are documenting what God is doing in this hour. And also in and throughout church history, it has been proven that before, and this is biblical history as well, before any great move of the Spirit, there's an acceleration of angelic activity.
There's actually a great little section in the film where one of the scholars talks about, in history, it's quite evident that the angelic presence has showed up at quite significant times in history.
Right.
For instance, the birth of Christ was heralded by the angels to many different people, including the shepherds, and also the resurrection of Christ.
Right.
You know, very significant times in history, angels show up. So I really reflect on that and say, okay, if angels are showing up in my life, if they're showing up in your life, there's something significant happening.
Yep.
So we should press into that.
Absolutely.
And chase after that and say, Lord, what's happening? Because I know angels don't show up unless something significant's happening.
It excites me, John, because we know that we are right at the threshold of something so big, so glorious, and God has sent his angels in this hour with massive visitation. We're talking about children, the elderly, you know, men and women of all ages. And we want you to get some more information about this DVD right now, because we're going to be right back. Order it, you know, during the break. Just get online and order this. You're going to want to have it, and get it out to your friends. Get a few copies, give them out as gifts, because you will empower that angelic realm in your life as you focus on it. So this is something that can help you definitely, and we'll be right back to talk about more angel stories.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase The Glory School now.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Well, John, this is such an exciting topic, and, you know, I'm having so much fun in this session. But I want to talk a little bit about the subject of the gift of the discernment of spirits, because it's one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing because it's within believers, and it's a gift that enables us to actually discern the presence of angels, the presence of God, the presence of the demonic realm. And so we actually, as believers, have the ability, even though it might not be awakened in some, mm-hmm. it's actually in every believer because it's inherent in the spirit. Yeah. Now, talk to me a little bit about what you've discovered about the dark side of angels, because as you've been interviewing people and doing your study, you have interviewed people that have had angelic encounters, but also some who have discerned the dark side, the
exactly.
demonic.
Exactly. When we started to really delve into angels, you also have to bring up the subject of fallen angels. You know, God created a multitude of angels before He created the earth, and some of them rebelled against Him and were tossed out of heaven with Lucifer, the head angel that rebelled against God. So those angels now are fallen angels, and they are roaming around the earth trying to mess with God's greatest creation, right. humans. So we, you know, see that as demonic. So we tap into, when we tap into the supernatural, we tap into that realm, we open ourselves up to the God side of the angelic, but also to the demonic side of the angelic.
Right.
So we have to be able to hone our spiritual senses,
right.
this discerning of spirits, and know the difference. What's a good angel? What's a bad angel?
Right, and know our authority, because bad angels, demonic spirits, they can't harm us. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you." So as believers, we have to have confidence that we have power. There's nothing to be afraid of. Yep. We have power over them, even though they might be real, they might be present in a situation, but we have authority over them. Now, in your DVD, you actually have a story that your wife shares
exactly
about your son
exactly
seeing
in
the dark
in the
ones.
DVD in the film, we talk about, you know, the good side and the dark side, and even if you are being assailed by the demonic, how do you win that battle,
right?
How can you have control, have authority? And it's a quite simple answer, which we spell out in the DVD, and there's actually a great story that my wife shares about our 2-year-old son that I think we have a clip to share.
Yeah, let's go to that clip right now.
A pivotal moment with angels that I had with my son Joshua when he was 2 years old was when I was putting him to bed at night. And we often talk about the Lord and angels when I'm putting him down, but this one night he was very agitated and he didn't want to talk about angels, which was really odd for him. And I kind of clued into something and I said, "Are there naughty angels here?" For a 2-year-old, that's the language I'm using. And he just nodded up and down with these kind of big saucer eyes. And I said, "Then you watch this, sweetheart." And I said, "In the name of Jesus, any angel not here for the purposes of God must leave." And he looked up and he said, "Mummy, look, go, go, go." And I thought, this is amazing. I've always known that in Jesus' name, we have authority to command the demonic realm. But here it was, a practical moment for my 2-year-old son, that he now knows that he has authority over the naughty angels with the name of Jesus.
So as you can see, you know, if you find yourself in this situation where you feel like you're being attacked by the demonic, it's a very simple answer. In the name of Jesus, as believers, we have authority to toss them out, to force them out of our realm and have victory in that moment.
What I love about that clip, John, is that it's so easy. Like when you think of it on a child's level, it is so easy to instruct them and it's real to them. But we are children in the spirit. Like it should be that easy for us.
In fact, it's fascinating you talk about children. Well, we got a lot of stories, and in fact, a lot of people that have seen the film have contacted me and said, I remember as a child seeing angels, and this film has jogged my memory of angelic encounters. I think children interact with the supernatural a lot more than even adults do. And it's not until they get into situations where adults start to tell them that they can't see angels or they can't interact with the supernatural that, you know, it kind of shuts that down. But I think if we encourage our children and we help them to stay in that visionary mode, I think they can interact with the angelic a lot longer in their lives.
And on the DVD, you have interviewed Joshua Mills as one of your guests,
yes,
who is a great friend of our ministry, and he has so much integrity in the area of the supernatural. I trust him. I trust his honesty. I trust his carefulness in how he explains his experiences in God. They're very authentic.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. I'd never heard the story before about how when he was young, him and his friend had lots of, I mean, just like normal to their own heart, like supernatural, they were seeing them, and it was shut down because of people poo-pooing it, sort of thing, saying, oh, yeah. And these were church leaders and church people.
Exactly. And we read in the Word, you know, we're to come as little children with simple minds, just believing what it says in the Scripture. And it says in the Scripture that we would interact with angels. In fact, it even says that we would interact more than even Jesus Christ did.
Right.
You know, greater things we will experience. So for us in our human minds, scientifically trying to explain things, I think the supernatural can't be explained, but that's God. God can't be explained fully.
Right.
He's too big for science.
Now, in the documentary, your wife does a great job of like modeling for people how they can even nurture their children to embrace what the children are seeing. I love that, and it's really worth watching just for that. But I want to share just a quick little testimony about my grandson, because it confirms what you have in your documentary about children, is that my grandson was just 2 years old, and he saw open vision, obviously, an angel, and he called it like a butterfly, wings, you know, and he went in and got his mom out of the utility room and pointed to the place in the room where he was seeing it. Now, she couldn't see it with her vision, but he could see it, but she believed it, and so she nurtured it, and, you know, he still talks about that today, even though he's much older, but those are very impacting moments in the life of a child, and we do need to learn how to nurture that.
It's interesting, you know, angels come in all different sizes and shapes. You know, some people talk about huge angels that can't even fit in a room. Sometimes they show up that they look like humans. I just recently have started having experiences with little tiny angels, angels that look like little children. In fact, in the film, we talk about sometimes when angels are assigned to a human, they take on the same form, the same look.
Right.
And biblically, there's that great story of Peter when he gets out of prison and goes to the house where the disciples are meeting, and they think that it's his angel because it looks just like Peter.
And they were obviously used to seeing a lot of angels back then.
And
it was like
that
normal, it's just
the same.
His angel.
So I now have been woken up several occasions in the middle of the night thinking that my son is walking around in the bedroom, and I'll kind of wake myself out of half asleep and he's not there. He's asleep in his room. So I just pray into that, and I'm like, Lord, thank you for sending those angels to look over my family. Wow. And if there's a message that you're bringing, I want to receive it.
I love it. John, you have so, you know, I just want to commend you, because we have been praying as a ministry, we've been praying for the emergence of God's media army, especially for entertainment media. And the Lord spoke to me prophetically a few years ago and called us to even host film festivals, to call forth Christian producers, directors, actors, you know, models, talent, whatever, you know, especially like things for children with video games and stuff like that. Because that entertainment media was actually going to be one of the largest pulpits in the world today. And I was just thinking about your documentary, how people could easily pick up your DVD and show it in their home, invite their neighbors over, and use it as an opportunity to minister the gospel to their friends, or even in churches. You know, church pastors could get the DVD and show the documentary, invite the neighbors in, have the church congregation go and bring people in, and it could really, really open the hearts of many in this hour to the gospel.
And we've done exactly that. We've offered it to churches, and many churches have picked up on the idea and are doing specific services to screen the film and use it as an outreach experience.
I love it.
I designed the film when I was editing. I specifically were thinking about my audience, and I wanted it to be an unchurched audience. I want this to be accessible to somebody that's interested in the supernatural, but not maybe specifically a Christian.
Right.
And we didn't hold back at all on the gospel message.
I love that too.
We wanted to put in there that if you're interested in the supernatural, especially in the light versus the darkness, if you want to connect with a supernatural God, there's only one way to do that, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Right. Absolutely. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you, and may this project, I know it's going to succeed. It's going to be so awesome. And we want you to have access to this phenomenal documentary on angels. And it'll be something that you can use as a tool for your friends, your relatives. And so just go online and get your copy of it today. Pass it around to your friends. Get a few extra copies so that your friends can have it as well. And we want you to know this above all else. You know, the reason why God has created angels is to be of service to you, to be a blessing to you. Why? Because He loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.